Interestingly, Parshas Bilam is a parsha without a break, not a ptucha, not a stuma. No parsha breaks within the parsha. The Chofetz Chaim explained that this is a remez, that Bilam's problem was that he didn't stop for a second to notice and reflect upon what was happening around him, that God didn't want him to go, that the Chamor saw things that he didn't see. Very often in life, we're too headstrong to back away from the mistakes we're making, even when God gives us signs that we're headed in the wrong direction. We see this idea in the Mefarshim regarding Perek Chafez, where it describes the Chamor seeing the Malach and Bilam not seeing the Malach. The Sforno explains that God put the Malach in Bilam's path to show him that it was the wrong way to go, to save him from the mistaken path he was pursuing. Rabbeinu Bachai agrees with this direction and says that Bilam missed the point because Chafetz Gadol Hayach Laoto Rasha Lekal Etz Yisrael. He desired so much to curse the Jewish people. She'ein lecha adam ba'olam she'yira b'derech ha'simanim she'rahu she'lo yachzar. There's no person in the world who would have seen all these signs and not back down and not turn back. But Bilam, because of his passion to curse the Jewish people, was unable to see what was right in front of his nose. And this is a cautionary thing for us to realize that sometimes when we're passionate for something, we don't get the signs and we don't turn back. Rav Simcha Bunim Mipshischa is quoted in the Sefer Kol Mevaser, explaining Bilam's response to the Malach along these lines. Vayomer Bilam el Malach Hashem, Chatati ki lo yadati. I sinned because I didn't know. The Rebbe Rav Simcha Bunim asked, Adarabba, according to his words, there was no chet because he didn't know. Says Rav Simcha Bunim, that itself was the chet. The fact that he didn't know. The fact that he didn't pay attention. The fact that he was unwilling and unable to recognize that God was trying to steer him in another direction. Let's learn from Bilam to know, to take the signs, to see what's in front of us, and allow God to help us avoid mistakes.